Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th, in Norman.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Early support here today faltered as increased pressure moved into the cattle and hog futures. Limited long-term direction seen as increased trader interest still adjusting to the late week market shifts. Corn futures were lower in light trade today. September corn futures about 0.75 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones 125 points lower. NASDAQ down 54 points. In live cattle today, active pressure seen in nearby live cattle trade, although deferred futures still holding some narrow gains. The initial buyer support developing here on Monday helped to bring additional underlying support back to the complex, although traders do remain focused on pressure in feeder cattle trade, while at the same time putting some pressure on summer and winter contract months. Cash cattle markets quiet today, with box beef cutouts meanwhile up 40 cents in select and down 23 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 57 total loads. Feeder cattle trade, though, slipping lower today as early support was unable to hold the increased trade volume moving into the complex. Narrow nearby losses being offset by moderate to strong pressure in deferred trade. This may help to spark some additional underlying softness throughout the entire complex. In the grain market, corn trade was narrowly mixed today, with soybean trade flat to 3 cents higher. Meal was flat to a dollar higher. Oil 35 to 45 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 3 cents lower, with winter wheat fading as harvest moves along the plains. The Kansas City-Chicago spread remains near highs, with harvest pushing hard red winter wheat feed usage, along with scarce milling wheat, along with the growing conditions in some areas. The corn and hard red winter wheat spread remains around 6 cents and steep cash discounts across the plains. The warmer weather, though, should allow harvest to progress and move past the halfway point, while Europe draws closes and the Black Sea continuing to see some mixed yields.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.